Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Oleg Kuznetsov will be joining us. I see him smiling and laughing. I butcher even regular English words. He is coming up here with us in about 6 minutes. And I tell you, he is an amazing researcher, an amazing engineer, really an amazing graphics designer. It's a one-man operation over at his group, and that's 3D Epics. He'll be joining us coming up next segment to talk about his amazing 24-minute animated film that would take Pixar $10 million to make, and he is a one-man wrecking ball with, I guess, his first political film I've seen that is, to me, near future documentary, like he was in a time machine. This is where they wish they could have taken us with the lockdowns and their plans. And, in fact, I asked you to do this before the show. I'm sure he did it. Can I have a list, please? Because I asked him to go get me a bunch of examples of, like, all the buses picking up the Chinese and drones controlling them in Australia to show that what's in his film really actually was beta tested. I noticed in his comments on the YouTube video that's gone viral, Rich posted it, Beyond the Reset, he said that people didn't believe that plants put off CO2 or that the globalists want to get rid of plants. I've got a whole stack of articles from CNN to you name it saying we want to get rid of plants. Yes, first cows, then plants. Of course, you're carbon too. You are the carbon footprint that the engineers want to get rid of. Now, up on InfoWars.com, there's an 8.5-minute version of this. This is just like a 2.5-minute version. We're going to play in a moment and go to break and bring back our guests. RFK Jr. names the architects of the COVID pandemic. Very, very powerful information. We'll play a short snippet of that, and we'll go to break. And then I hope you will all share RFK Jr. names the architects of the COVID pandemic. It's at band.video. You can't share that link most places. So what takes you there, the link you share, is the link you get when you go to that video from madmaxworld.tv. They've not yet banned that URL, madmaxworld.tv. One word, madmaxworld.tv. All right, we're going to go to break after we play this clip and come back with our special guest. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
And raise your hand if you know what Event 201 was. Okay, for those of you who don't know, Event 201 was a pandemic simulation, a coronavirus pandemic simulation in New York City, hosted by Bill Gates and Avril Haines, the former deputy director of the CIA, who did all of the Guantanamo Bay cover-up. She is like the cover-up queen. They were working on ways to use the coronavirus pandemic as a pretense for clamping down totalitarian controls globally. George Gayo and Avril Haines from the CIA are talking, they have a soliloquy about how do we clamp down to stop people from saying this came from a lab leak. And they say, well, we got to get the social media companies to censor them and deplatform them and all this. You can go on YouTube and watch this tonight. It's called Event 201, and this is the fourth section of it. But then I started doing a deep dive when I was writing the book, and I found out that was not a one-off. And I describe in that book, I found about 20 of these that they had been doing since 2001. And they're all scripted by the CIA. And all of them include top-level officials like James Woolsey, the deputy director of the CIA, Taro O'Toole. All of them have senior CIA officials. Many of them have famous people who kind of give an imprimatur of legitimacy to what they're doing, like Madeleine Albright or Tom Daschle or, you know, Bill Gates and a lot of them, and Gro Brundtland from the, you know, from the WHO. They end up drilling, each one of them is drilling the imposition of totalitarian controls. They're collectively, they have names like Dark Winter and Crimson Contagion and all these weird names, but collectively they're called Operation Lockstep.
This is a new normal.
and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or get into the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. It's a short 24-minute animated film. It's titled Beyond the Reset, and one man made it. I figured it was a huge production team. We're talking to Oleg Kuznetsov coming up here in just a few minutes. Oleg Kuznetsov, about his company and the work he's doing, but the subtlety of it, but also the overtness of it. It's a masterpiece. He hits on so many levels and everything, and it's true. They already did this in beta tests in China and Australia and Italy, and this is where they want to take us from their own admissions. Here's a short excerpt from the 24-minute animated, what I call near-future documentary.
Ultimate. Dear residents of the quarantine facility number 89, great news. Here at Nova Gene Labs, we grant you a chance to participate in the trials of our new drug, which has been developed by our research team. This drug is absolutely safe and will bring the end to the deadly virus we are all fighting together for the last several years. Those of you who chose to participate will get a significant social credit score boost. As a result, you will be relocated to a superior isolation facility. Receive a higher universal basic income and become eligible for an improved food ration. Should you choose to participate in the Nova Gene Labs clinical trials program, our specialists will visit you within the next few hours, make an injection, and will be daily monitoring your condition online. Your participation is very important to us and the rest of the world. Make a difference. Follow the science and make the right choice. Nova Gene Labs is not responsible for any side effects, injuries, or death followed after the injection. Sorry to hear that.
But the neighbor does want to go to the new happy place. And they do. Oh, they go to the happy place. Developing. They want it almost 100% robotic, so most humans don't know what's going on. It's all about compartmentalization. Neighbor takes their shot. They're about to go free. 2 days later, they do. 3 days later. Let's repost the video to the front page under the live show feed, please. So people can find it. Or just go to YouTube. Well, I can still get it and type in Beyond the Great Reset. Is our guest. Oleg moved to Canada from Russia 22 years ago and became interested in 3D animation. He started practicing it as a hobby, then it became his source of income. He is based in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and his company 3D EPIX Epics is a one-man production studio. I want to work with him. I'll tell him right now, I never talked to him. The producer set him up, but I'd like to try to commission some work from this fella and work with him. And it's 3DEPIX or 3DEPIX.com. And we'll put that up on screen when he joins us. So, Oleg, I noticed your other work was not what you'd call political, but you've shown an amazing mind here, stunning work. To find out you're a one-man team is dumbfounding. I'm gobsmacked. But so many masterpieces are done by single, quote, lone wolves. For the globalists, fear. So congratulate you, and it's good to be here with you, my friend. Tell us about your story, who you are, and how you put together such a super accurate masterpiece.
Hi, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I didn't expect. And thank you very much. As you mentioned, I'm just a one-man production studio, and I'm based in Alberta, which is Canadian Texas. Okay, well, and gas and beef and stampede, right? And this animation, it was made out of anger. Like, actually, the idea started because of anger, because back in 2020, when the lockdowns started, in March, I think, or early April, I didn't know what was going on at that moment, right? Because there was so little information, and the government locked us down. They shut down the businesses. My wife lost her job because of that. And I just, out of some kind of rage or anger, I just decided to put on a short animation. It was like thought to be maybe 5 to 7 minutes tops, and then it kind of developed. I never knew about Klaus Schwab or Great Reset before summer, circa summer 2020. Then I read this book after actually Trudeau, our dear leader, mentioned that they're trying to kind of do, like, to use that time during the lockdowns to do some kind of reset. Then I read Klaus Schwab's book that I think came out in June or July 2020, and the dots kind of started to get connected. And the plot developed, the plot of my animation I thought about to create. So it took me about 3 years from the first idea I got about this animation till the complete product. So, how do you call it?
Well, you've done an incredible job. So it's like George Orwell worked for the communists and worked for the British socialists. He could write 1984 because he lived what he had experienced. So you lived a tyranny. You developed this idea. How long did it take you to put this, once you had the idea and the script together, with the great voiceovers, incredible animation? I mean, once you decided to do the project, how long did this masterpiece take?
Well, as I said, like 3 years, pretty much. I started working on it in April, May 2020, developing characters, and I finished the animation just recently.
Yeah, like, in the last month. And so what's incredible is, there you are laboring under their tyranny, but you were letting them know, you've not dominated me, I'm going to put out a major truth bomb against you.
Pretty much, yeah. Because the government kind of, well, thanks to Trudeau, he kind of inspired this animation. He inspired the, like, in a negative way, but he did.
Well, are you excited? Because a very well-known, famous person sent this to me Saturday. By the time they sent it to me, I noticed it was already on InfoWars. So it only really started to pick up speed, it seems like, the last 5-6 days. The first month, it got about 900,000 views. Now it's gotten 300,000 or 400,000 more clips that have gotten millions of views. I bet this gets 100 million views by it's over. Are you feeling satisfied in your blow against tyranny for humanity?
I think so. I never expected this film to make such an impact. I thought we have, like, I don't know, 100 views. I thought maybe a million by the end of the year. No, I didn't expect that.
Well,
it was a surprise to me, and to get noticed
Well, Oleg, let me tell you this. You have done well because it's very overt, but also very subtle. The layer, because all I do is think about this and watch this. You have literally time traveled to what they would have done if they got away with this. They're planning it again. I mean, you have nailed it. The psychology, the brainwashing, how they manipulate, just you have nailed it.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not quite satisfied with some technical aspects. I am a little experienced with character animation, and it's like
one format. Well, what we need to do is we need to collaborate. We need to get you a budget because it's just this is. Let me tell you something. I get chills when I know something's important. When I watched this Saturday morning, when a very well-known talk show sent it to me. And then I went to the website, and it was already there. And a bunch of people sent it to me that same day. I just got chills for like an hour. So you've hit the zeitgeist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Greg Kuznetsov is our guest. He is a Russian who's been living in Canada for 22 years. He is a one-man wrecking crew living under the worst tyranny in North America, in the Americas, under Trudeau, who is a dictator. He's got 30% of the vote, but still stays in power. And he has put out the incredible Beyond the Reset. And it's we've posted the video. You should share with everybody at Infowars.com. This is his first interview. Such a powerful thing. And his first interview is he has an internal mic on the computer. His audio is okay. We don't care about that. But he needs to get a $30 live, and then he can be on all the shows because he's a great guy, and we really appreciate him. But I noticed in your comments, the first thing you said when it came out was, hey, I didn't make up that plants put off carbon dioxide, and I didn't make up that they have a program to cut them down. And people got blown away because I spent, I'll admit it, like 2 hours reading the comments. I don't care what the public thinks. And I went back to when it first came out. There was some criticism. People couldn't believe it. And then they're like, it was still 90% positive, but 10% was like, you're lying. Plants don't put off carbon dioxide. Nobody wants to cut down plants. And then a few days in or whatever it was, you post links and they go, whoa, this is crazy. Well, here's some of what you talked about. BBC, 3 years ago. Climate change. Planting new forests can do more harm than good. Trees are bad, cut them down. BBC. Climate change is turning trees into gluttons. OSU, EDU, that's a university. Get rid of the trees, they're evil. A stealth effort to bury wood for carbon removal has just raised millions. Washington Post, a new plan to remove trillion tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Bury it, cut down trees. Plant trees, sure, but save the climate. We should also cut them down. CNN. And it goes on and on. And then yesterday, French news agency banned rice that feeds half the world. Half the world would die without it currently. Folks, this is ridiculously evil. So in this, he points out they want to cut the trees down, and people can't believe it because it's put in a dystopian film, but it's really happening now. Oleg, you've got the floor. Wherever you want to go here, I got a lot of clips I want to play where I show a clip of your film and how it actually happened in France, Australia, Canada, China. I mean, that's why when you know what happened, your film condenses what would take 10 hours to describe down into 24 minutes. That's why you say, I want it to be better. Well, that's what any I'm not kissing your ass, but any genius wants. Hey, look, I thought you had a 10-person team, 20-person on this. I looked at your other animations and thought, these are like world class. This must be a huge company. The fact that you're doing all this by yourself is just amazing. Just a lot of points there, but where do you want to go next?
Okay, about the trees. First of all, I got a lot of comments that point out, well, geoscience, the trees do not release CO2. Well, they do. They do it at night when they don't photosynthesize. Right, but it's a it's not a big amount. I just do this thing to absurdity because the dystopian world where my character lives is the world of absurd when all science, like everything, is like turned pretty much upside down in terms of. Taking to the absurdity. And I didn't know about those facts that they were cutting down trees till you just mentioned those, Alex. I just came up with an absurd scenario. That's what it was. And apparently that's true.
That's hilarious. You came up with the most absurd thing and didn't even know they were actually doing it.
No, I didn't. I did not.
No, listen. I've wargamed this, and I was talking to the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff before he died, Admiral Moore. We used to talk a lot on the phone. He was a guest many times. And he said, Alex, when you're dealing with evil people and communists, you've got to come up with the most absurd evil thing and guaranteed they're doing it. And I remember being like 30 years old, and the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff's telling me this. I'm thinking, come on, old man, but it's true.
Yeah, what I've heard of that kind of thing, using the... they destroy ecosystems like to put those windmills, and that's pretty bad for like native ecosystems and the animals that live there. They're all pro-nature, pro-animals, pro-green and everything, but they're destroying their habitat. And I heard about those birds being killed by windmills, and that's actually what's shown.
Well, let me explain what's going on from deep research. They're transhumanists, but they don't want to just get rid of humans. They want a silicon planet. Elon Musk just warned of it. They're a cult. So they want to lead the environmental movement that I think we should have, conservation movement, so they control it. Like, take electric cars, the most dirty mines, the worst things, all of it.
Yeah.
Plus, it isn't going to work in the future. There's not enough of these minerals to do it, but they're selling us a bridge to nowhere.
And they can't recycle it, right? They can't recycle the batteries. There's no technology to recycle them, right?
Exactly. It's a bridge nowhere. And I love how you point out, and this came out, that the military-industrial complex ran this in every country. They knew locking us up in our houses. Men and women are not supposed to be together all day. If I was with my wife all day and didn't have a job, we'd get divorced. Everybody knows that. And the studies are, once a man loses his job, he goes home. It's not that there's not money. It's that your men and women are supposed to not be around each other all the time. Then when you're together, it's a special time. Supposed to be together like, you know, half the day, not all the day. Men and women live separate lives. That's why they integrated it falsely. And you make the point that they are locked down the first few months. She leaves the husband. So the beginning of the isolation happens right there. I've still got your audio. Keep going.
Okay. I'm not sure why I lost the feed.
Hey, it's okay. And we're going to get you on cell phone coming up with the video feed because, you know, audio is a little bit muddy, but that's okay. Because
I'm trying to fix it during the break. So, the lockdowns, they actually destroyed like lots of families. Well, that's what actually inspired me to create this little story. As I said, during those 3 years when I was creating this film, the story developed. Like, I was getting like more facts, more real life stories, right, that I wanted to implement. And yeah, there we go. And even the Cuban scene, it took me like, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks of my spare time, like, to model that car. But I just wanted it there. And that's why it took so long. That's why it didn't come up. People say, it should have come up probably like 2 years ago. But, I physically cannot do that. And I have to work as well. So that's why it took so long. And probably the movie lost its actuality a little bit, having come up this late in 2023. But still, I just did what I wanted to do.
Well, I can say is congratulations. We're going to reconnect on your Skype and put you on phone. We'll have video and Skype when we come back. And listen, I love the interview. You're doing a great job. I'm so honored, sir, Oleg, that we're the first interview you've done. Because let me explain something to you. You are going to be the catalyst and so many other like you. It's going to be the average person who's talented, who's smart, who's been minding their own business, who has a great mind, a great artist, who gets fed up with the enemy. AI centralized, we have billions of Olegs. And when you all just contribute something huge like you've done or something small, together we can move mountains, and we will. We'll be right back. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92. $6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You're seeing real footage of thousands of buses taking millions of people to camps in China, all part of a martial law drill. Same thing was done in Australia. It's all UN run. Then we'll cut to footage from his film, Beyond the Reset, Oleg Kuznetsov. And the point is, everything in his film actually happened somewhere. It's already been done. It's not near future. It's here. And China is the model. Oleg, we've got you on the phone now, not just on video link. I'm so honored you're here. Get back to your family and what it did being locked down with your wife. No matter how much you're in love, man, being locked up in cabin fever. Even my best buddies be going like an elk hunting trip for 7 days. I love them, but you know, you want to get in a fist fight by the end of it. Being around people, everybody needs private time. You're saying everything you went through in Canada that was one of the most draconian countries in the world, and only begrudgingly has just recently backed off, you're saying all of what you went through was basically integrated into this film. That makes it even more beautiful, brother.
Well, I didn't go through everything. I just heard, well, I think Australia was tougher than Canada and New Zealand. But Canada held those mandates for quite a while. And that's actually what caused that convoy, truckers' convoy protest in 2021 or 2022. So time twice.
Well, no, you're right. It overlapped 2021, 2022.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why Canada is like famous, especially when the government tried to put some draconian measures to get rid of those protesting truckers and, made honking illegal in Ottawa. Because people had some kind of psychological damage when they hear honking, I guess. So that was ridiculous. And, we didn't live through everything I showed in this film here in Canada. It's the kind of...
But you showed what people are going through, because when you show drones in the camps, controlling people, we have footage of that. When you show drones policing people down the highway saying, pull off here, we have all the footage. Everything in your film I have seen.
Yeah, but it happened in different countries. Let's say that drone theme, it was inspired by Italy. Like in Italy, like I saw the footage of a police car patrolling the streets, and there was a drone flying just ahead of those police cars. So it's pretty much gathered from different parts of the world, like different insanities that happened during the pandemic.
Amazing. Oleg, I've been asking the questions here today, but what do you want to impart to the listeners about where we are? Because they say Disease X, Marburg, you name it. Bill Gates says they're going to try it again. This was a beta test. Obviously, they're going to try it again. What do we do to get in their face to let them know what they're doing? I think your film goes a long way, but what do we do to ensure they don't try this again?
that's a tough question. I don't have an answer to that, because I really don't know. I don't have wisdom to answer that. Well, maybe just letting them know we know, and more people know that what they're doing, the better.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
You're up in Canada, which it is a cliche, but it's true. Canadians are so friendly, so nice. Just like people in rural Texas are. People come to Austin, everybody's rude. Well, that's because we're LA now. But the Canadians, it seems, are really waking up.
I hope so. Yeah. Like more and more people are starting to realize what was really going on. People who actually never even questioned the measures during the pandemic, like during the beginning of the pandemic. They started to question things now. And especially when Trudeau is trying to disarm people right now.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. He's a Klaus Schwab protege. Klaus Schwab says favorite. He is the best example of what they want to do, in quotes. Yeah. And literally, he's trying to ban free speech. He's surveilling people. He has police horses riding over peaceful protesters. The man is a damn monster.
They want to censor the internet, what you say online. They want to get rid of some types of like assault rifles and like guns, people, hunting guns. Some type of. I'm not a gun person, so I might.
But you should become a gun person. You should become. Everybody should.
I should.
We're not judging. Come to Texas. I'll fly you down here. We'll go shooting, brother. We want to work with you. Is your wife and family proud of the work you've done?
Yes. Yes, they are. My wife, my mother, my wife's parents, my stepdad, my brother, they all are proud. Like even when I told my brother that I'm going to be on your show, Alex, tomorrow. Like I talked to him yesterday, he just called me right away to congratulate and told all his friends. And, well, that's still incredible to me that that cartoon brought me here. And, I just want to thank you.
Well, let's be clear,
yeah.
Oleg. If we don't work together, they really do mean to put us in a prison. And so it's not about you or it's the fact that, or me, the fact that we're not laying down. But let's get this straight. Alex Jones is not the guy being celebrated. It's you. And I know it's not about you, but it's all those people out there that need to realize how they're powerful, whether they go to a city council and speak or a county commissioner's event. Because we're showing real camps they built around the world under UN control to train us to go to camps during emergencies when they lock down society, they bring in new currencies, they launch new wars. And so this was a beta test. And so again, I'm not a hero, you're not a hero, we're simply not laying down. That's what's happening.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. I didn't want to bring this up, but you kind of mentioned it. Did any of our information while you're living under tyranny in Canada seep into this film? Because you say your brother was obviously likes you coming on the show. Or did InfoWars influence this?
Collectively, there are lots of outlets that actually influence this. InfoWars, Rebel News in Canada, True North, Redacted, even GP.
So. And see, that's beautiful because they could kill us or put us in prison, but they can't stop us all. That's what I love.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And actually, I just wanted to address another common question that I received about this cartoon, about the enormous head of the character.
Yeah, why? I was going to ask, why is he so big and yeah. She's so little?
The thing is, I just wanted to create a super average person. So average, almost awkward, you know. And I probably a little exaggerated his proportions in terms of head.
Hold on. Don't hang up. We're going to do a couple more segments. But I was going to ask this question. I actually wrote it down. Why is he so weird looking? His wife looks normal, but you just said it. And why does he walk so weird? It's like a nerd. You don't want it to be like a superhero to the average person to identify. You want to say the average man is going to be the person that stops this. Am I putting words in your mouth, or is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. Yep.
Wow, we're definitely simpatico, brother, because the truth's the truth. Stay right there, Oleg. We love you. 3DEPIX.com, 3DEPIX.com. You epics, you need to get that. You need to share that. But that's it. He's saying the average person standing up, be a person in a wheelchair, you have a brain, you have a mind, you have your voice, you're powerful. It's not Superman's going to save us. We're going to save ourselves with God's help. I totally am in sync, Oleg. We salute you. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kuznetsov is our guest. Final segment, maybe a little bit of the next hour if he's got time. And he made the incredible film. It's up on InfoWars.com right now, Beyond the Great Reset. Share it. So, I interrupted you saying I got what you were doing. Talk about why he looks so goofy and is so awkward. You were explaining that.
That's pretty much was my point, that I made him like extra clumsy, awkward, average to absurdity. Like, it's like there are lots of things, like absurd things I put in the video. Let's say when Klaus Schwab blinks, his eyes turn to reptilian eyes. Now, of course, I don't believe he's a reptilian, but it's just, you know, that kind of, I thought it would be funny.
Well, you've done a great job. So instead of me asking questions, what else do you want to impart to the audience?
I think we should just look around and notice those absurd things that they're implementing right now. Just whenever something doesn't fit with your common sense, let's say just let's wake up common sense in people. Because even when the COVID started, I felt there was something not right. Like, the media tried to paint a picture where, like, it was super deadly. And I remember there was some news I heard that, somewhere in Ontario, a grandfather of some Russian Jewish family died, and he was 96 years old. Of course, death is a sad thing, but he died of COVID, right? And people tend to die at that age normally, and they just blew it out of proportion. They just, they created the whole maybe 15 minutes video out of that to scare people. They try to scare you, right? They try to play on your basic emotions. Like when you're afraid of something, then you try to seek some safety, and they try to offer you that safety as an alternative, right? And that safety is your prison, the safety that they offer. So pretty much that's it.
Well, you say you wish you would have made it better, but knowing you were on the one-man team, spectacular. Are you planning anything else like this?
I am planning a sequel, but I don't know when I'm going to start it. I don't have a clear idea what's going to happen next yet. I'm planning to work on another animation, but it's not connected with any of all the things that are mentioned here. But yeah, people are in the comments, they're asking, will there be a sequel? I tend to say yes, but I don't know when, and I haven't come up with the,
Well, I could work with you on that, but
good idea.
Like, he goes out, he gets outside the camp, as he does at the end. He goes through all these travails. He finds a group of people that are living off-grid that have escaped it.
I had in mind something like that. Yeah, I also had in mind to show a town or a city where, good citizens live,
The ones that have... Oh, I wanted that, yes. Well, what's happened to those that went along with the system?
I had kind of vision of...
And the father has a son, and when he sterilizes him, he gets, 2 years of credits to stay in the condo.
Because
I notice make the point, it's all about social engineering. What can they get us to acquiesce to? So a bunch of computer nerds, that's what the globalists are, they never have to fight. They just sit back and manipulate us with psychology.
Yep. So I thought about this city where people live, they think they live happily, but they're completely asexual. They have no chances, I guess. But I don't know how my character would get into that city undetected, right? I have to think about lots of details,
here's how it could happen. Just an idea. Quick brainstorm all day long, but he, gets in with a rebel group, and then everybody's got biochips, but, somebody that's inside the system gives him a briefing, gives him his biochip, and then he's able to get into the central city to actually see what's going on and what's happening. And there's a lot of different ways. You can write this however you want.
Thanks for the idea. Yeah.
Well, imagine if you had a team of 10 people. What could you do?
Pardon?
What could you do if you had a budget of, say, $1 million?
$1 million? Well, first of all, better character animation, faster production, and that's...
But that's the reason I raised this.
Yeah.
If you had $1 million, the bureaucrats would fight about it. There'd be lawyers involved. Everybody would bicker. You're one man.
Probably, yeah.
You're one man that put out this masterpiece. And it's still doing all these other jobs, put food on your family's table. And so the answer is, it's not going to be Oleg or Alex or Tucker or Joe. It's not going to be or Susie. But all of us contributing just a few things like this, whether it's small or big, a woman going to city council or county commissioners or school board. The Globals put out emergency stuff last year. Oh, my God, if parents keep going against critical race theory and transgenderism, we're done. Just if parents take back school districts, it's game over. So people don't have to put out a masterpiece film. They don't have to have a 29-year career on air battling globalists. They've just got to go speak out and say no in their area, knowing others are doing it, and then it's game over.
Yep. And also for the sequel, I have to get angry about something else, really angry, and, spit it out.
Well, get angry about this.
Yep.
They're planning new viral releases and new outbreaks. So they're planning this. The sequel's here. So we need to get ahead of it. We need to stop it. And I'm not trying to spur you to, because I get it now. One man made this in the last 2 years, and now I understand why it's so powerful. But I'm telling you, we need to be hitting them on all fronts.
Yep, that's right. Got to stay strong.
Yeah, I haven't made a lot of films in the last 10 years because I always wanted to make the perfect film. I always wanted to make something incredible. But the films I made like a month, like Obama Deception, are best, or Endgame in like 3 months. But then I would just overthink it and could never make films after that because I wanted to make it even more powerful. I wanted to really explain it all. And the best thing is just hammer it out, put it out, and attack. I think that's the answer.
You're right. Yep.
All right, Oleg, if people want to contact you, Oleg Kuznetsov, how do they contact you? 3DEPIX.com?
That's my website. There is my email and my phone number on it under the contact.
Well, you're doing great. Just get an external mic for your system. You'll be great. Are you ready to do other interviews?
Yeah, that's my first interview.
No, you're kicking ass, brother. If people want to call you, though, you're ready to do interviews.
Well, I'll probably get a mic for that and maybe a better camera. I don't know.
Well, you're doing good. No. We're not complaining. We're glad we're the first. We love that. All right. Well, we love you and we appreciate you. 60 seconds closing comment.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you, Alex, to have me here. It's my pleasure. And I want you to keep going, and I want people to stay strong and, as I said, start paying attention to things that don't add up around you, that what the governments are doing, and just, be aware, on alert for that. Just not to go with the mainstream, because they feed you with absurdity, and that absurdity is sometimes taken as a new normal.
Don't roll over and die. Oleg, who's in this off? We salute you. We thank you. We'll talk to you again soon. Incredible job with Beyond the Reset. We love you and we appreciate you. You got some final comments? Then hour number four begins from the rebellion. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.